Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses and local parishes. Sister Honora is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans, and her preaching today is entitled, Fast, Fasting, Fastening.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Would that today you might fast, so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish? Of keeping a day of penance? That you bow your head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This, rather, is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and God will say, Here I am. The word of the Lord. Would that you might fast. Fast. Fasting. What's it all about? A few years ago, a Dominican sister, Jan Schlichting, a fellow student with me in St. Louis, mused on the meaning of fast, fastening, and fasting. I can't recall her specifics, but her thoughts lead me to consider these three words. Now, I know what fastening means. I fasten my shoes, my belt, and even the buttons on my jacket. Why? To keep my clothes on, close to me, so I can be warm or neatly dressed. But fasting? What's that about? Perhaps it means something like holding fast to something or someone. We all hold fast to our identity or identities. We have a variety of ways of identifying ourselves, our choices, our ethnicity. Some of us wear special clothing or a piece of jewelry proclaiming who we are. Some of us eat certain foods, Native American, Irish, Italian, Asian, especially at ethnic holidays, as a way to identify with a certain culture. Some wear special colors to identify with a certain sports team. These days, many of us are wearing blue and yellow to show support for the Ukrainian people. Last Wednesday, many of us had ashes smeared on our foreheads. It's one way we identify ourselves during this season. But fasting? How does that help with our identity? Or on whom are we fastening ourselves? To whom or to what do we hold fast? Let's think a bit. Lent is a 40-day period to prepare for Easter, when we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, receiving new members into the community, and renewing our own baptismal vows. By these vows, we publicly declare that we are Jesus' disciples, adopted sons and daughters of God. By these vows, we have been fastened irrevocably to God in Christ, who holds us fast as part of his very body. We try to hold fast to this identity. We cling to Jesus to be safe from the lures of the evil one. What could ever loosen our hold on him? He will never loosen his hold on us. But we can be allured by other creatures. Food, drink, many kinds of physical comfort and satisfaction can sorely tempt us away. Power and popularity are strong tempters as well. We will see Jesus himself facing these temptations in Sunday's gospel. He has spent 40 days fasting and praying. Then Satan comes. But Jesus holds fast to God and repels Satan. So, in imitation of Jesus, we fast. Let's take another look at fasting for these 40 days. From what will we fast? Isaiah is clear in reply. Fast from any sort of injustice. Fast from participating in any kind of oppression, not only political, but interpersonal, by the violence of our own speech or our own silence. Fast from allowing any kind of suffering to flourish, hunger, cold, lack of shelter, isolation, illness, any sort of pain. This is the fast God requires. So from what shall we fast this Lent? What will help fasten us ever more securely to God? We imitate Jesus and turn away from anything or anyone that could loosen our holding fast to God.